Oh, الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى through his grace and mercy has afforded us this great opportunity to be part of a gathering which is connected to his glorious book, his ultimate word, the noble Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Al-Qur'anu ahabbu ilallahi minas samawati wal ardi wa man fihin. The Qur'an is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the seven heavens, the earth, and all the creatures that live in the heavens and the earth. In another hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, فَضْلُ الْقُرْآنِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى سَائِرِ خَلْقِهِ. The virtue of the Qur'an over all the other books is like the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all His creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand the rights of the Quran, and may He grant us the tawfiq to fulfill these rights so that we may acquire the blessings of the Quran in this world and also in the hereafter. The verse which I was honored to recite as part of the khutbah is also connected to this great glorious book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a very important message in the two verses that I was fortunate to recite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those people who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, those people who carry out the tilawat of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ and who established salah, وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ and who spend from that which we have given to them, سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً, secretly and openly. These are the things that a person needs to do. Allah has mentioned three things. Tilawat of His book, establishing of salah, and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from what Allah has given us. Openly and secretly. As a result, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant these people? يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورِ. They hope for a trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will never make a loss. So when we recite the Quran, that is our first step towards trading with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Hakim al-Ummah, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that the meaning of إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ is those people who carry out the tilawat of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thereafter practice. And from amongst the things they will do is أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ and أَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. So this promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making is not upon only three things, that you recite the Quran, establish salah, and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. This promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making is upon following the whole deen. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, those people who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter they understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in order to practice, one will have to understand. So those people who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who practice the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from amongst the things they will do, two very important deeds are أَقَامُ الصَّلَةَ, they will establish salah. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, and they will spend from the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them, they will spend it secretly and openly. They will spend secretly so that their sincerity remains intact. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of Qiyamah, seven categories of people will be granted shade under His throne, when there will be no shade other than the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst these seven categories, one category is of those people who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala So secretly, that when they stand with the right hand, it does not even come to the knowledge of the left hand. So secretly, the right hand goes into the pocket and it is spent without even the left hand knowing. That is how secret they are. So when a person spends secretly without anybody knowing, sincerity remains intact. So that is also a praiseworthy act. And when you spend openly in public with sincerity, so spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly and in public should not be with the intention of fame. You do it with sincerity only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the other motive is that if I spend openly, it will encourage my other Muslim brothers and sisters also to spend. So both have their own benefits. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who recite the Quran, number one. And Hakim ul-Ummah Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, who recite the Quran and practice the Quran. In order to practice the Quran, one will have to understand the Quran. So those people who recite the Quran, number two, those people who understand the Quran. And number three, those people who carry out the do's of the Quran and who abstain from the don'ts of the Quran. And from among the do's and the don'ts are two very important do's. Aqamu salah, they establish salah. Wa anfaqu mimma razaqnahum sirran wa alaniyatan. And they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly, secretly, they give out zakat. They pay sadaqatul fitr when it is due upon them. And they also spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala voluntarily. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them? Yarjuna. They can hope. Tijaratan for a trade. They can hope for a trade which will not make a loss. So they are giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tilawat of the book. They are giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understanding of the book. And they are giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the do's that they carry out and the don'ts that they abstain from. They are giving this as a prize. And in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them something. It's a trade. It's a trade between we and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking for three things from us. Read the kitab. Read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much do we recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Without reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to understand. And if we don't understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will we practice? So the first step is reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much do we recite on a daily basis? Ramadan to Ramadan. Nowadays people, majority of the Muslims, do not complete the glorious Quran even in the month of Ramadan. This is my observation. Majority of the people do not complete the Quran even once in the month of Ramadan. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, every Muslim should complete the Quran at least twice in a year. At least twice in a year. And according to Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, every Muslim should complete 9 Qurans in a year. At least 9 times a person should recite the Quran. But according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, at least twice. And it is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much love should we entertain in our hearts for this great book? Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says that this book, the Quran, is a letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a letter. It is a letter that the Creator has sent to the creation. It's a letter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a very important message through this letter. When a message reaches you and I via a letter, via an email or text message, WhatsApp, do we wait for tomorrow to understand the message? No. There may be people sitting in this gathering who would be reading the message whilst I am talking. If the mobile set gives an indication that there is a message, they will not be able to wait until the talk is over. That is how anxious we are when we receive a message from a creation. When we receive a message from a creation like us, an insignificant creation. And according to Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah, really this message that we are receiving from a creation, it contains either of two messages. Either it's a message of happiness or message of grief. And yesterday I attended another Khatme Quran program in Batli. I said that we have all heard of junk food. I said, let me tell you something new today. Junk messages. Junk message. Junk food. Junk message, which is very, very detrimental for our spiritual health. Every person who is on WhatsApp, from the 100 messages that he will read, 99 are useless messages. Waste of time and detrimental to our spirituality. And the free messages that I have, unlimited free messages. 500 free messages. 1000 free messages. I have nothing to do, so in order to kill my time, I am wasting Hazrat's time. I am wasting Maulana's time. I am just texting nothing. Nothing, basically nothing. I am texting just useless things. And you are reading it. And this is a ploy from Shaitan that everybody is so much glued to the mobile set. There are more harms than benefits in this mobile set. So use the mobile set whilst understanding its harms and abstaining from its harms, my brothers. I am your well-wisher. That is why I am telling you this. So much harm. Abstain from the harm. And benefit from the good that it has. Once I was performing Salatul Taraweeh at the academy, and a student studying in a full-time madrasa, boarding madrasa, he had come with the Tablighi brothers in another masjid. So he came to meet me just before Asr. So whenever a guest arrives, after greeting, hi, how are you? I always ask, what is your schedule, for how long are you going to remain? So I can deal with him accordingly. So he said, I will stay here until after Taraweeh. I will be here for Iftar also. I said, Alhamdulillah, very good. So think for a moment, a student studying in a full-time madrasa, and during his holidays, he went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he must be a religious oriented young boy. And he was in another masjid and he felt it necessary to visit an alim whom, according to him, was a senior alim. I'm just mentioning his qualities. I am merely a student. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep me a student until I breathe my last. Becoming an alim is a very high thing which is very far away from my reach. But may Allah keep me a student until I breathe my last. But according to him, so imagine his thinking, how high, how nice boy, young boy, studying in a madrasa in his maybe late teens, early 20s. He went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came to spend some time in the company of an alim whom, according to him, was a senior alim and who would have benefited him. And he had taken permission from his Amir and he was going to spend from Asr till after Isha with us. It so happened that coincidentally both of us stood together in Taraweeh. We had iftar together, and in Taraweeh, it so happened that we both stood together. After every 4 rakat, he was checking his mobile. This is the point I'm trying to emphasize. He was obsessed. We all become obsessed. We don't realize. We don't realize what we are doing. He was right next to me. He had so much respect for me. He sat very respectfully when he came. Lot of reverence. But in Taraweeh, he was not aware that he is in the masjid, he is in the month of Ramadan, he is performing Taraweeh, and he is sitting right next to me. He was checking his mobile after every 4 rakats. And if there was a message, he was reading the message to understand the message, to know what the message is. And sometimes he joined the Taraweeh after the Imam had completed Suratul Fatiha and also started reciting the Quran. I and you may be in the same scenario, my friends. Let us pay attention to how we are dealing with these gadgets which waste so much time of our life. Valuable moments. The most valuable thing that a person can have is time, my friends. Time. From one aspect, time is more precious than iman. From one aspect, there is nothing greater than iman. But from one aspect, time is more precious than iman. Why? Because everything depends on iman. If you have iman, Allah is yours. If you have iman, Jannat is yours. If you have iman, everlasting bliss is yours. If you have iman, contentment of heart is yours. Peace of mind is yours. Everything depends on iman. But you cannot accept iman without time. Time is life. If Allah did not give us time, how would we have accepted iman? So iman depends on time. Without time we cannot accept iman. Without time we cannot utter the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without time we cannot go and see Kaaba. Without time we cannot present ourselves to the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Time is so precious, my friends. So precious. Utilize it. Utilize every moment in doing good. So we receive a message. Whenever we receive a message, a telegram, a telephone. I remember in my childhood when I was in my village Bhoria. I came into this country at the age of 10. So I can remember many things about my childhood in my village in Bhoria. People used to receive telegrams from South Africa, from the UK. And normally the message that the telegram contained was that somebody has passed away. So and so has expired. That was the telegram. So and so has expired. That is when people used to send a telegram. But nobody in the village could understand English. So as soon as a person receives a telegram, the whole village used to gather in that house. Everybody used to gather together. The telegram has come, telegram has come. And the nearest person who would be able to interpret that telegram, the message of that telegram was 40 kilometers away. 30 kilometers away. So two people were sent for that person to read the message and interpret that message, and the whole village would remain waiting until that person returns. I can still visualize those moments. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says that a letter of a creation to another creation. And this is the importance that we give, and we should give importance. If a message comes to us, if a letter comes to us, we shouldn't just put it aside. We should try to understand. Good, alhamdulillah. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that what will this message contain? Message of either happiness or grief. Somebody has got engaged, message of happiness. Somebody has found a job, message of happiness. Or message of grief. Somebody has passed away. Somebody has been diagnosed with cancer. Either message of happiness, message of grief. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that this message of happiness is not eternal or everlasting. This happiness is temporary. Temporary happiness. Somebody is engaged. For how long will you experience happiness? Maybe a few moments, maybe 1 week, maybe 1 month. Somebody has expired. For how long will you experience grief? 1 week, 1 month, maybe 6 months if somebody is very dear and near. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that you receive a letter from a creation containing message of temporary happiness or temporary grief. But you cannot sit in peace until you understand the message. And he says here, you have a message from the creator, which also contains two messages, message of happiness, message of grief, but message of everlasting and eternal happiness. Message of eternal and everlasting grief. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. The people of Jannah will remain in Jannah forever and ever. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. The people of Jahannam will remain in Jahannam forever and ever. So message of grief, message of happiness, eternal grief, eternal happiness. Everlasting grief, everlasting happiness. But Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, you have no time to understand this message. So my friends, let us make some resolutions today. As a result of this very, very blessed gathering which is connected to the Quran, and we have many ulama sitting in the gathering here and leading scholars here. Alhamdulillah, ulama who have been teaching the Quran and the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for many, many years. It's a very, very pious gathering. Gathering connected to the Quran and gathering wherein ulama, people of ilm, young, junior, senior ulama, young ulama, older generation of ulama and ulama who have dedicated their lives for the service of deen for many, many years. During such gatherings, my friends, the rahmat and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend upon us. If we turn to Allah during such gatherings and make resolutions, Allah will make practicing of these resolutions easy for us. So make resolutions, my friend. Make firm resolutions that number one, we will recite the Quran daily. Daily we will recite the Quran. And number two, through authentic and reliable sources, by sitting in the company of the ulama, we will understand the Quran. We will try our utmost to understand the message of the Quran. And number three, we will also practice the Quran. Whatever we understand, we will practice. And whatever we understand, whilst practicing, we will also convey to others this beautiful message of the Quran. These are the four things we need to do. We will read the Quran. We will understand the Quran through reliable, authentic sources. From the experts. From those people who have dedicated their lives to understanding the Quran. We will practice. We will practice as much as we are able to. We will practice as much as we are. We will not only carry out the do's and the don'ts. No, we will try to carry out the do's, fara'id and wajibat. But we will also try to carry out the sunnah. We will also try to carry out the mustahab. We will also try to carry out the nawafil according to our ability, whenever we are able to. And we will not only abstain from the don'ts which fall within the category of haram and makruh tahrimi. No, we will try to abstain from makruh tanzihi also. We will try to accumulate as much wealth as possible. This is all spiritual wealth, which we are giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us Jannah in the hereafter. Let us try to accumulate as much wealth as possible. If Hazrat Maulana is performing fara'id, wajibat, and with fara'id and wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat and nawafil, and I performing fara'id and wajibat, alhamdulillah, sunnah, Allah will not question me. Mustahab, Allah will not question me. Nafla, Allah will not question me. So, farz, wajib is sufficient. I will be able to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say, I have done what you had commanded me to do. And Allah will send me in Jannah. Correct. Correct. This is the demand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, if I go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with fara'id and wajibat only, and Hadrat goes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with fara'id, wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat and nawafil, who will be more wealthier on the day of Qiyamah? And if I have £100,000, I will be able to purchase a terrace house. And if you have £500,000, you will be able to purchase a better house in a better area in Gloucester. So similarly, the Jannah that Allah will grant me, it will be of a lower degree and the Jannah Allah will grant, Hazrat will be of a higher degree. So why should we not be greedy in regard to the hereafter, my friends? Let us try to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, and let us try to carry out as many sunan as possible, many mustahabbat as possible, and many nawafil as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. If we are able to do this, then we can hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a trade where we will not make a loss. Why? Because we are trading with someone who is not in need, so who will not cheat us. We are trading with somebody who is not a creation. We are trading with somebody who has the keys to all the treasures of the universe. He is the creator of all the treasures. So there is no reason why he should cheat us. So we are making a trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are hoping for a trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherein we will not make a loss. And Allahu Akbar, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this body. And with this body, we are carrying out amal with his tawfiq. That is becoming the prize for the goods that Allah will grant us in Jannah. It is Allah who is granting us wealth. And it is by spending this wealth in his path, we are buying things from him. So we are buying things from him with the money that he has granted us. Jaan di hui usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada na hua. I have sacrificed my life. For whom? For Allah. But who had given you this life? So I have sacrificed this life for the one who had granted me this life. So the reality is that I have not been able to fulfill the right. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. We will hope for a trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will never make a loss. The ulama and those who understand Arabic understand the emphasis in this part of the verse. لَنْ تَبُورَ. لَنْ تَبُورَ. There is no doubt whatsoever. This trade will never go to loss. Never. And further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fine, this trade will never go to loss. So what will be the result of this trade? Allah says, the result of this trade will be two. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. This is the result now. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them their reward in full on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will grant them their reward in full. So Allah will grant them what is due to them. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And Allah will grant them extra from His fadl, through His grace. Why? إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Ghafoor and He is Shakur. He is Ghafoor. He is all forgiving. Allah is all forgiving. And he is Shakur, who will value whatever you give him. So he is Ghafoor and he will value whatever you give him. He is Shakur. So when you give him the price that you are supposed to give him, even if there is any fault in that price, he is Ghafoor, so he will ignore it. He will not say that this 10-pound note is a fake one. When 10 salats will be presented to him and 5 are fake and 5 are, he will say, I will accept all 10 of them, no problem. He is Ghafoor and he is Shakur. And as a result, he will give our reward in full, return in full. 100% return. And then over 100%, thousands of percent extra. So it's a 100% return benefit and thousands of percent extra. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to each and every individual from the people of paradise before or after granting them entry into Jannah. After granting them entry into Jannah, Allah will say that now you are in Jannah. The trade that you made with me, it has become successful. It has not made a loss. I am returning what is due to you now. So, tamanna alayya. Tamanna alayya. Let me know your wish. What do you want? What do you want in Jannah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will inspire him to ask for great things. Because the things in Jannah, ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun samiyat, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. In Jannah, Allah says, adattul ibadiyya saliheen, I have prepared for my pious servants in Jannah what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined. So if our minds has not imagined anything, how will we ask for those things? So Allah will inspire us and we will say, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. Long list. Allah will say, granted. Tamanna alayhi, ask for more. So this person will ask, long list. And he will become silent and Allah will say, granted. Tamanna alayhi, ask for more. Allah will speak to us not as a congregation. Single. Tamanna alayya, tamanna alayya, tamanna alayya. Allah is able to do this. He is all powerful. He can do anything. He will speak to each and every one of us. Individually. Tamanna alayya, tamanna alayya, tamanna alayya. And Allah will continue to give. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, that whatever you have asked, I have multiplied by two and granted. Double. Double of what you have asked from me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather us all together in Jannah again. Collectively. And He will say, Hal azidukum shay'a. Wa yazidahum min fadli. Hal azidukum shay'a. Shall I give you something extra? Shall I give you something extra? The Mufassirin have said that what is the meaning of وَيَزِيدَهُمْ? That He will give extra. 100% is what is due to you and thousands of percent more. What is that? What is this extra that Allah will give? So the Mufassirin mentioned this hadith. هَلْ أَزِيدُكُمْ شَيْئًا? Shall I give you something extra? Something more? So the people will say, يَا رَبَّنَا O our Lord, أَلَمْ تُبَيِّذْ وُجُوهَنَا? Have you not enlightened our faces? No, before that, hal azidukum, shall I not give you something extra? People will say, oh Allah, have you not given us so many things? What extra will you give us? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. When we read this passage, when we speak this passage of the hadith, when we hear this passage of the hadith, we find so much enjoyment in our hearts that Allah will say this to me. Allah will say this to me on the day, in Jannah. Allah will say that I am happy with you and I am making a promise to you that I will never become unhappy. Not for a single moment. I will never become unhappy. For eternal. I will never become unhappy. I will always remain happy with you. And then Allah will gather us together again. Gradually He is giving us happiness after happiness, happiness after happiness. Hal azidukum, shall I give you something extra more? Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb, alam tubayyin wujuhana, have you not enlightened our faces? Alam tudkhilna al-jannah, have you not granted us entry into Jannah? Alam tunajjana minan nar, O our Rabb, have you not saved us from the fire of Jahannam? Alam kada, have you not given us this? Have you not given us this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that yes, I have given you everything. But the king of the bounties, the king of the favors still remains. And what is that? Fayakshiful hijab. Allahu Akbar. Fayakshiful hijab. Allah will remove that veil which will lie between we and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we and our dear ones, all of us, will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes. Greatest ne'mat. We will observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes. For whom are these favors, my friends? For whom is Jannah? For whom is the ni'mat of Jannah, the bounty of Jannah? For those people who do this, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Tilawat of the Kitab. Tilawat of the Kitab. I am concluding now. Homework. From today, what do we have to do? Recitation of the Quran daily. How much? How much? Daily Surah Yasin Sharif in the morning. Daily Surah Yasin Sharif in the morning. Those of us who are very weak in reciting the Quran, because of our shortcoming, because of our disconnecting ourselves from the recitation of the Quran, and we are very, very slow, make a resolution that I will recite Yasin Sharif daily. It takes me about 7 minutes to recite Yasin Sharif. It takes every average person to recite 7 to 10 minutes Yasin Sharif. If you are very slow, and we live in a very busy world, so make a resolution that I will take out 7 minutes daily for Yasin Sharif. Whether I am able to recite 3 verses or 3 rukus. Fine. If you don't have time to recite the whole Yasin Sharif, take out 7 minutes for Surah Yasin Sharif daily in the morning. Before Fajr, after Fajr. And in that 7 minutes, recite Surah Yasin Sharif. Whether it's 1 ruku, whether it's 2 rukus, whether it's 3 verses, whether it's 4 verses. As you continue, you will pick up the speed. And after 6 months, you will be able to complete the whole Surah Yasin Sharif in 7 minutes, inshallah. Yasin Sharif daily. And who will benefit? Allah will benefit? No. I will benefit? No. The person who recites will benefit. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara'a yasin fi sadri nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. One who recites Yasin Sharif first thing in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill the needs of the remaining 24 hours. Yasin Sharif. Number 2, before going to sleep daily, from Maghrib until going to sleep anytime, read Suratul Mulk, read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Contact the Huffaz and the Ulama and ask them where these surahs are. Suratul Mulk, Tabarakal Ladhi Biyadihil Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda in the 21st Juz, and Suratul Waqiyah. Suratul Waqiyah in the 27th Juz. Who will benefit? We will benefit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned various virtues regarding these 3 surahs. The gist of which is, the one who recites these 3 surahs, number 1, Allah will save him from the punishment of the grave. Number 2, Allah will save him from a harsh reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. And number 3, Allah will grant him sustenance and save him from poverty. So those people who recite Suratul Waqiyah daily, Allah will save them from poverty. So we have secured the peace of this world. And those people who recite Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Allah will grant them safety from the punishment of the grave and harsh reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. So they have secured their akhirah. How simple. And what a blessing this Quran is. And every Friday, read Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf will take approximately 10 to 15 minutes. If you are slow, read 1 ruku, 2 ruku. Spend 10 minutes behind Suratul Kahf every Friday. Read the first ruku, read the last ruku. How will you benefit? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the person who recites Suratul Kahf every Friday, Allah will save him from the fitna of Dajjal. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fitna of the Dajjal, fitna of Dajjal is the greatest fitna that will dawn upon my ummah. So we can conclude and we can deduce that the person who recites Suratul Kahf every Friday, Allah will save him from every fitna. We are passing through the time of fitna, test and trial. It's a weapon against fitan. Surah Yasin every morning, Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Suratul Waqiyah every night. Suratul Kahf every Friday, and a portion from the Quran daily, a portion besides this, beginning from Suratul Fatiha, taking it all the way to Suratul Nas. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Beginning from Suratul Fatiha. How much daily? It's up to you. How much daily? It's up to you. But I said in Batli yesterday that there are two kinds of people in the world today. Some lazy like me and some busy like you. So lazy people like me say, I can't recite. Busy people like you say, you don't have time. So according to our timetable, according to our schedule, we should try to put something at least in our time. Nanhufaz, the recommended portion is Nanhufaz should recite one juz daily. And the Huffaz should recite three juz daily, majority of which should be in Salat. So the young Hafiz who has completed the Quran recently, and as a result of whom we are all gathered here today, as a result of his revision, he will be able to recite three juz, four juz, five juz in one go. Now if he holds fast to reciting three juz daily, majority of which is in Salah, in Sunnah before Zohar, Sunnah after Zohar, Nafar after Zohar, Sunnah before Asar, he recites the Quran majority, two juz, two and a half juz in Salah, and half a juz outside Salah, he will never forget the Quran. He will never forget the Quran. Our Huffaz exert so much effort that they reach a stage where they are able to recite the whole Quran in one go. In one go. Last year, during the Khatm-e-Quran Jalsa at the Islamic Dawah Academy, more than 40 students recited the whole Quran in one go. And the mistakes, how many? 15, 12, 13, 16, 18. And there were some two mistakes, three mistakes in the whole Quran in one go. You cannot refer to the Quran while reciting the word. And there were a few individuals, three, four individuals who recited the whole Quran in one go without referring to the Quran in between anywhere without a single mistake. This is the miracle of the Quran. I am talking about the Islamic Dawah Academy because I am familiar with my institute. But in all the madaris, there are students who reach that high level where they are able to recite the whole Quran. And nearly all of them, 99% of them are able to recite at least three juz in one go. At least nine, the weakest student. And then what happens after 3 years? Because no connection with the Quran. He finds it difficult to lead four rakat of Taraweeh. So I always say to my Huffaz friends that if Allah gives us a gift like the Quran, Allah gives us, not in our hands, in our hearts. Allah does not put the Quran in our hands. Allah puts the Quran in our hearts, and if we throw that Quran away from our hearts, how displeasing it will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the non-Huffaz one juz every day, Huffaz three juz every day. If the Huffaz are unable to recite three juz every day, then one and a half twice every day. If not one and a half twice every day, then one juz thrice every day. If that is not possible as well, then half 12 times every day. Half 6 times every day. If that is not possible, then quarter 12 times every day. This quarter will take you to half, and this half will take you to one and a half, and this one and a half will take you to three, inshallah. And the non-Huffaz, if you are already reciting one juz every day, alhamdulillah, but if not, then begin with three quarters. Begin with half. Begin with quarter. And if you are very, very busy, then take out time at least for one ruku. The book of Allah, one, recite one ruku. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawmiddin. Iyak waladdallin, one ruku finish. Next day, Alif Lam Mim Dhalikal Kitab, one ruku finish. One ruku daily. Inshallah, the Quran is so sweet that slowly, when you find the taste of the Quran will itself pull you towards it. Daily recitation. Number two, understanding the Quran by sitting in the company of the ulama. sit in the company of the ulama and understand the Quran. Number three, whatever we learn, we need to practice. Whatever we learn, we need to practice. And also convey. If we do this, my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us enormous blessings in this world and also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all, accept our families, our near ones, our dear ones, accept the whole ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Hamad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Hamad's efforts and his completion of the memorization of the glorious Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep each and every word and each and every letter of the Quran in his heart until he breathes his last. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him and all the children of Hazrat Maulana and all our children and all our future generations the tawfiq to go further and enlighten their hearts with the meaning of the Quran, the ulum and the ma'arif of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them all the beacon light and the leaders of the ummah who will guide the ummah during these times of crisis. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us from the people of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as He has gathered us here today in a gathering which is connected to the Quran, may Allah gather us, all of us together under the shade of His throne on the day of Qiyamah. And then ultimately in Jannah, inshallah, with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مسبح القلوب سبح قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من جهل البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الاعداء. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم انا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم انا نسألك ايمانا لا يلدغ ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في اعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم انا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر الى وجهه والشوق الى لقائك. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم انا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم انا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم انا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا ابواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا ابواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا ابواب رحمتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات والف بين قلوبهم واصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم اجعل اخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الاقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم امنه مطمئنه وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم ارحمنا بالقران العظيم واجعله لنا اماما ونورا وهدى ورحمه. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحب حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یسر سہولت کا معاملہ فرما، عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما، فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لطفوں سے درگزر فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم گنہگار ہیں، ہم خطا کار ہیں، ہم سیاہ کار ہیں، الہٰذا ہم گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. جسم کا رواں رواں جسم کا بار بار تیرا نافرمان ہے. الہٰذا لیکن ہم اقرار دلی میں ہمیں اپنے گناہوں کا اعتراف ہے کہ ارحم الراحمین معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے. ہم خطا ہی خطا ہے لیکن تو عطا ہی عطا ہے کہ ارحم الراحمین ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے, ہماری بخشش فرما دے, ہماری مغفرت فرما دے, چھوٹے بڑے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما دے, ہمارے والدین کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما دے, اہل و عیال کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما دے, دوست احباب محبین محسنین کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما دے, رشتے داروں کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما دے, جو زندہ ہیں ان کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما دے, جو انتقال کر چکے ہیں ان کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما دے, اے ارحم الراحمین پوری امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہے, تو اگر پوری امت کو معاف کر دے گا تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں آئے گی, تیرا کچھ نہیں بگڑے گا, ہم مسکینوں کا سب کچھ بن جائے گا. ہماری بگڑی ہوئی کو بنا دے, گناہوں کے گھر میں پھنسی ہوئی ہماری کشتی کو پار لگا دے, پار لگا دے. اے اللہ معاف کر دے, اے اللہ معاف کر دے, اے اللہ معاف کر دے, اے اللہ رحمتوں کی بارشیں برسا دے. تجھے تیرے کلام سے بہت محبت ہے, تیرا کلام بہت محبوب ہے العالمین, اور اس کلام سے جس چیز کی بھی نسبت ہو جاتی ہے کلام کی برکت سے وہ چیز بھی تجھے بہت محبوب ہوتی ہے العالمین. یہاں اصحاب قرآن بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں العالمین, قرآن پڑھنے والے, پڑھانے والے, تفسیر پڑھنے والے, پڑھانے والے بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں العالمین العالمین العالمین. اس مجلس کا تعلق بھی اور اس مجلس کی نسبت بھی قرآن سے العالمین, اس نسبت کی لاج رکھ کر ہم سب کو اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما دے, ہم سب کو اپنے محبوبوں میں شامل فرما دے, ہم سب کو اپنے مقربین میں شامل فرما دے العالمین العالمین العالمین. محبت عطا فرما, اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما, اپنا عشق نصیب فرما, اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما, اپنی توجہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ اس مجمع پر نگاہ کرم فرما دے, نگاہ کرم فرما دے, نگاہ کرم فرما دے, نگاہ کرم فرما دے, محرومی سے بچا لے, محرومی سے بچا لے. خدا کی قسم نہ اس صدی کا قیامت تک جسے تو نے اپنی نظروں سے گرا کے چھوڑ دیا, نظر کرم فرما, نظر کرم فرما. بغیر مستحق ہے لیکن تو کریم ہے, اور کریم اسی کو کہتے ہیں تو بغیر اس سے پاک کیا ادا کرتا ہے کہ بغیر مستحق کو پر نظر کرم فرما دے, نظر کرم فرما دے, نظر کرم فرما دے, ہمارے گندے دنوں کو پاک فرما دے العالمین. ہماری زبانوں کو تیری یاد سے تر و تازہ فرما دے, ہمارے دلوں کو تیری یاد سے منور فرما دے, ہمارے دماغوں کو تیری یاد سے معطر فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین. رحم کا معاملہ فرما, کرم کا معاملہ فرما العالمین. اس سے خاتمہ بھی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما, بغیر حساب کی جنت الفردوس میں داخلہ نصیب فرما, جہنم سے پناہ عطا فرما, انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, جس بچے نے قرآن مجید کی تکمیل کی ہے الہ العالمین, اسے بے انتہا خیر و برکت سے مالا مال فرما الہ العالمین, بے انتہا برکت نصیب فرما الہ العالمین, خیرات برکات سے مالا مال فرما الہ العالمین, مرد دم تک قرآن کی حفاظت کرنے والا بنا الہ العالمین, اس کے بھائیوں کے بہنوں کے سینوں کو علوم و معارف سے منور فرما, تمام حفاظ کے سینوں کو علوم و معارف سے منور فرما. یہ ارحم الراحمین اپنی بارگاہ سے فضل و احسان فرما, اپنی بارگاہ سے فضل و احسان فرما. ہم سب محتاج ہیں, ہم سب مسکین ہیں, تیرے در کی بھکاری ہیں, فضل و احسان فرما دے العالمین, پوری امت پر فضل و احسان فرما دے العالمین. اس بچے کو امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما العالمین, اسے سب کے لیے مشعل راہ بنا دے. یہ رب العالمین, اسے علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, محدثین مبشرین میں شامل فرما العالمین, امت کے لیے تڑپنے والا بنا دے, امت کا ہمدرد بنا دے, امت کا خیر خواہ بنا دے العالمین. اس بچے کو اپنے اساتذہ کے لیے, اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے, اپنے خاندان کے لیے, فمستقل يا أخي من مجال التزكية بفاته إلى على العالمين उसकी उम्र में उसके उलूम में बरकत पैदा फरमा दे। ये रहमतुल्लाह अलैहि जिस मदरसे में इसने पढ़ा है उस मदरसे को भी बेइंतहा बरकतों से मालामाल फरमा दे। इलाहा अलमीन उसके फैन को पूरे आलम में आम फरमा दे। वहां के असातिज़ा की दुनिया में खुलूस में बरकतें पैदा फरमा, उलूम में बरकतें पैदा फरमा। इलाहा अलमीन उसको हर मकरूह से उसकी हिफाजत फरमा, बदनाज़रीन की नजर से शरीरों के शर से महफूज फरमा। वहां के आमिर की उम्र में बरकत पैदा फरमा, वहां के तलबा की नजर में मेहनतों में बरकत पैदा फरमा, उन्हें पूरे आलम के दीन को फैलाने वाला बना दे। इलाहाबाद पूरे आलम में जितने मदारिस से सबकी हिफाजत फरमा, इलाहाबाद सबकी फुजूल को आम और ताम फरमा। इलाहाबाद इस दुनिया में जितने ओलमा बैठे हुए इनके उलूम में फुजूल में खुलूस में बरकत पैदा फरमा। ग्लोस्टर में इलाहाबाद जितने ओलमा है जितने अइमा है सबके उलूम में फुजूल में खुलूस में बरकत पैदा फरमा। इलाहाबाद ग्लोस्टर चेंटर हम और इस इलाके में जितनी मस्जिदें हैं, इलाहाबाद जितने मराठी के दीनिया है जितने दिन के काम हो रहे हैं सबको कबूल फरमा, सबको कबूल फरमा, सबको कबूल फरमा। इलाहाबाद हमें भी कबूल फरमा दे। इन सबकी बरकत से इलाहाबाद मुंशी आता हमें भी कबूल फरमा दे। इलाहाबाद हमें कुफर से बचा ले और इलाहाबाद ईमान पर इसके पाबंद अता फरमा। इलाहाबाद हमें शिर्क से बचा ले और इलाहाबाद तौहीद को मजबूत फरमा। इलाहाबाद निफाक से बचा ले, शिर्क को खुलूस से मालामाल फरमा। इलाहाबाद शकावत से बचा ले, सआदत से मालामाल फरमा। इलाहाबाद जहालत से बचा ले, इल्म से मुनव्वर फरमा। इलाहाबाद गफलत से बचा ले, इलाहाबाद जिक्र से मुनव्वर फरमा। इलाहाबाद जिल्लत से बचा ले, इज्जत अता फरमा। इलाहाबाद बीमारी से बचा ले, सेहत अता फरमा। इलाहाबाद जहन्नम से बचा ले, जन्नतुल फिरदौस अता फरमा। इलाहाबाद बुरे खातिमे से बचा ले, अच्छा खातिमा नसीब फरमा। फख्र से बचा ले, इलाहाबाद फख्र से बचा ले, इसके हलाल नसीब फरमा। इलाहाबाद दुनिया में उखरवी तमाम खैरात से मालामाल फरमा, दुनिया में उखरवी तमाम शुरू से महफूज फरमा। इलाहाबाद मुसलमान आलम के हाल पे रहम फरमा, हमारे लिए इस्लामिया के हाल पे रहम फरमा। तेरा नबी बहुत महबूब है और तेरे नबी को ये उम्मत बहुत महबूब थी। इलाहाबाद तेरे महबूब नबी की महबूब उम्मत दुनिया के कोने कोने में सिदक रही है, उसका तेरे साथ कोई गुजरान नहीं है। दस्तगीरी वर्मा जुल्फ़कार फातिमा वर्मा इलाहाबाद रहमतों को आम वर्मा, सलामती को आम वर्मा, बरकतों को आम वर्मा। ए रहमतुल्लाह की इबादत फरमा सभी इबादत फरमा, मसाजिद की इबादत फरमा, मराकिज की इबादत फरमा, मकाम मुकद्दसा की इबादत फरमा, मकाम मुस्लिमीन की इबादत फरमा, हर फर्द मुस्लिम की इबादत फरमा, हर फर्द बशर की इबादत फरमा। ए रहमतुल्लाह अलैहि अहले हक को हक पर मुस्तफ फरमा दे, अहले हक को हक पर मुस्तफ फरमा दे, अहले हक को हक पर मुस्तफ फरमा दे, अहले हक की तमाम कामों की इबादत फरमा, अहले हक की तमाम कामों की इबादत फरमा, इकरार इंतजार में महफूज फरमा, मवद्दत अता फरमा, मोहब्बत अता फरमा, इत्तेबाक नसीब फरमा, इख्तियार नसीब फरमा। सबकी दिलों को जोड़ दे, सबको एक बना दे, सीरम शकर बना दे। इलाहाबाद हक वालों को हक पर मुस्तफे फरमा, इलाहाबाद हक की हिफाजत फरमा, अहले हक की हिफाजत फरमा, अहले हक के कामों की हिफाजत फरमा। ये रहमतुल्लाहि हमारे शाबान के इन अय्याम में हमें खूब बरकत नसीब फरमा। इलाहाबाद एक एक बंदे को कदर की निगाह से देखने वाला बना दे। रमजान मुबारक जिंदा रहो, रमजान मुबारक से ज्यादा फायदा उठाने वाला बना दे। इलाहाबाद रमजान की बरकत से हमें मुस्तफी बना दे, हमें अपने बना दे। इलाहाबाद रमजान के बाद भी मौत तभी की घड़ी की कदर करने वाला बना दे। इलाहाबाद कुरान से वापस करके नसीब फरमा,
نصیحت کے ساتھ تجوید کے ساتھ قرآن پڑھنے والا بنا دے, اس سے زیادہ اس کو سمجھنے والا بنا دے, اس سے زیادہ اس پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے. جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, اساتذہ, مشائخ, دوست صاحب, بہادر مجلس, شرکائے مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز مقاصد کو پورا فرما. یہ الحمدلہ پورے عالم میں دین کے جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, آپ کے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی ہے وہ ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما, جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے وہ ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکی وہ بھی عطا فرما, پر امید کی مغفرت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته.